This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Adult JPC?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you step into my office?
Okay. Okay.
Oh, we both step in at the same time. Sorry, we can't. Why don't you go ahead?
Why don't we do face-to-face? We'll do face-to-face to step in, and we'll sidestep it. Okay? We're just stepping into each other.
Yeah, sorry, whoops. Sorry, Aaron, give us a second here. Okay,
Can we just do the stuck in your door jam?
Sure.
No, we got this. It's almost like the fox, the hen, and the bag of grain. So why don't you put your hat in first, then we'll take a fishing line, grab your hat, I'll throw my shoes in, and 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay, now we're naked and we're still stuck at the door jam.
Oh, I'm just going to tell you, we got your blood work back for both of you.
Oh, good.
You took my blood?
Oh, sorry. I figured it was sort of a...
I keep it in my desk. That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Mm-hmm. We got your results back, and you should sit down for this if you can, given the current circumstances.
We are wedged in here.
Oh,
tight.
We just sat in the same seat.
Your blood tested positive for riddles. Not even just like a trace amount, like pretty intense.
Aaron, cut straight to it. How long do we have?
And can we make it as short as possible?
You're going to live a really long life.
No.
I'm so sorry.
Well, Aaron, if we're going to live a long life full of riddles, it sounds like, can we at least have some guests on?
Sure. Poison them, too.
Do we have a guest?
Yeah, luckily, we do. It looks like we do have a guest from the podcast All Fantasy Everything. Please welcome Ian Carmel. Ian, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I brought a big jar of my blood.
Oh, good.
Oh, you are white as a sheet.
And honestly, you do it.
I can't tell if he's yawning or turning into a Dracula.
I'm just so grateful.
Similar sounds.
Whatever you want to do with it. Is September too early for me to show up on a podcast? How does everyone feel about that?
No, Dracula's got to live the rest of the year.
Vampire voice.
Yeah, that's a really good vampire voice. We'll never have you back on again. It's actually too good.
We'll spook it.
We'll call it Sleeplica. Sleeplica.
Very bad. Ian, you also have a HeadGum podcast. It is a wonderful show. Enjoyable to listen to. We I think on our Patreon we've done similar things just because I absolutely love the idea of like fantasy drafting things. But basically you guys just fantasy draft different pop culture things, correct?
Literally anything. We could fantasy draft nicknames for a very sleepy Dracula. We could we can fantasy, and we should.
Sleepica would go fifth round, or
I think first round, first pick. I think.
Wow, Sleepica. Thank you. I love this guy.
We can draft actors who play Dracula, like Universal Movie Monsters, like whatever it is in the world. We can fantasy draft it, and many of them we have.
I really enjoy your episode on, I think it's just Vegas activities in general. Like you get into Vegas and like what are the things you do? I really, really enjoyed that episode.
Thank you very much.
What was the first draft pick for that one?
Oh my God. I can't remember because we went to Vegas shortly thereafter.
Got a bunch of brain damage from the party.
Ruined my ability to retain any sort of memory.
But the question that we have to ask you because you're on our show now, what is your relationship with riddles? Puzzles, lateral thinking problems.
You said that like a stepdad. You're on our show now.
We do things a little different around.
You're gonna smoke the whole riddles on this show.
I've always loved them. I was so excited to come on. I don't know that I'm very good at riddles. I don't I my intelligence is more of a memorizing facts than a than a logic. Like, I think I would be very good on Jeopardy, but if I had to help the Apollo 13 mission return to Earth, they would have died sooner. They would have probably died on Earth.
Yeah.
Well, we should say if in real time you had to help them, because if you had to help them now, like a time travel thing, you'd know what to do.
Oh, absolutely. As long as the movie was accurate, I would be able to tell them exactly.
Is Gary Sinise, how old is Gary Sinise right now? Let's call him 12. Oh, no.
Still, but like doing like very dramatic Chekhov plays at 12 years old.
Steppenwolf, yeah.
Steppenwolf. Yeah, so I really enjoy them. I love them. I love sitting there, which I think you'll hear a lot today, of going, oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
great noise. Like one of my favorite noises to make. Mm-hmm.
That specific noise I make a lot.
The noise we make a lot is pitched down a little bit, which is,
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because we're also, I don't think anybody's good at, maybe like Stephen Colbert is good at riddles because he's like a Tolkien head, but I feel like nobody else on Earth is really good at riddles.
Oh, because there are riddles in Tolkien properties, Stephen Colbert, because he likes Tolkien, is good at riddles? Wow.
I follow that logic. Yeah. I get
that. Aaron, thank you.
Wow. Huh.
He also just seems like he'd be good at riddles. Like, he doesn't watch TV. Like, bookish. He goes home and, like, pours the smallest amount of scotch you've ever seen and then just, like, tells riddles back and forth.
And is drunk immediately.
Immediately drunk. Still wearing a suit.
To bed.
Well.
Suit jammers.
I am Old Man Puzzles today, which means I have sourced the riddles. And I think we, I'm not trying to be crazy here, but I think we actually have some pretty good riddles today.
Whoa.
We would never call you crazy.
I know, but you could because I am. But this...
I'm not falling for that. I'm not falling for that. Nice try.
Been burned before on Twitter.
We're going to start with some warm-up riddles, which to me, they're sort of more like jokes or puns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So let's just begin. All right. What has 15 diamonds but isn't rich?
James Bond. Which has what has 15 diamonds but isn't rich?
A deck of cards?
Yeah.
Ooh, whoa.
Ian, hold on. Pump the brakes. Did we bring in a ringer? What's going on here?
I think that's the fastest anyone has ever gotten an answer on the show.
This guy's definitely been to Vegas.
I've seen The Desolation of Smog, so I'm a little bit unfamiliar. I'm familiar with J.R.R. Tolkien.
I stick so strongly, yet I am not sticky in the slightest. What am I?
A snide comment from a mother-in-law.
Yeah, that'll stay with you forever. No, not that.
I've never really thought about my body like that before. It's just now I will forever.
Is it a magnet?
It's a magnet.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys are flying through these.
Well, some of us are.
Not you.
Oh, yeah, raise your hand if you've gotten one. Okay, interesting. ABC. Crossed
can't
arms.
Really raise my
JPC,
hand.
If your mother-in-law hadn't decimated your confidence, I think you'd have one too. Don't worry about it. It's not on you, man.
It's called a Miami compliment, JPC.
I should accept that. I should accept that.
I am a driver, but I never drive a car. What am I?
A golf club?
That's a great answer. That's not the one I'm looking for. That technically works, though.
Adam?
No. Okay. That also works.
I'm a driver.
But he might drive cars. How do we know that Adam?
Oh, he's in Ferrari. That's right.
Yeah, he's in Ferrari.
Sorry, can you say the full?
I am a driver, but I never drive a car. What am I?
I am a driver.
Do we already say golf? Do we say like a golf driver?
Is it one of those guys who has only ever owned big white pickup trucks? You know the kind?
Yeah.
He never puts anything in them, but it's very important to him to have like a big white pickup
very
truck.
Very specific image just popped in my head.
Yeah, you know the guy.
I know the guy, in my mind, that guy is like a 16-year-old girl that I see at the grocery store, and I'm like, why are you driving this truck?
That's
like,
the guy.
Yeah, that's the guy.
The bed
Morgan
of the truck
Wallen
is immaculate.
Blasting out of the windows, and you're like,
go to Applebee's. Sure? I don't know if that's Morgan Wallen, but I hear that song everywhere. Is it like a union job on Sopranos or something? What's
so many other things are drivers. You could be a bus driver and you're only driving a bus. You could be like a computer driver.
It's not a person. That's my hint.
Oh, it's not a person. Oh, is it like a subway? A driver?
No.
I'm a driver, but I never drive.
Is it now? This is a stretch, but is it a mother-in-law who is a driving me crazy?
What did she say to you?
First of all, I realized after making the joke the second time, I do have a mother-in-law who is a lovely person who also sometimes listens to the show. So this is not about her. This is about a fictional, thinking like Everybody Loves Raymond mother-in-law.
Yes.
When I was on, I was the on-air sidekick for the Late Late Show, and it was a lot of fun, a lot of learning. And I would do jokes about like my ex-wife, like that were clearly in that where it's like, ugh, you know, tell my ex-wife, like clearly fake, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this was when I was dating my now wife, her mom would like watch the show because it's like, oh, this boy is dating my daughter. I want to see what's up with him. And she like frantically called my now wife. And like, does he have an ex? Was he married before this? It's fine if he was, but you didn't tell me that. Like, she like took this my ex-wife joke like it was gospel, and she still gives me crap about it. Like, I still think she thinks I have an ex-wife out there somewhere.
I do want to see the scene. let's see. Aaron and Ian, you are dating each other. JPC, you are Ian's in-law. Mm-hmm. And you've heard some things about Erin, maybe that she's been complaining about you. She's an author, and she just released a new book, we'll say, that has a very awful portrayal of a mother, of a in-law.
Wait, I'm sorry. So
you're dating, but you're not. Okay, I said in-law and you're dating. Okay, I see what happened here.
No, that's
you're married.
The question.
You're married. You're married.
Who am I related to in this?
We'll say that you're Ian's in-law. You're Ian's parent.
You kept phrasing it in terms of an in-law, and I'm like, why are you making me do the math here?
Because I'm doing the...
Ian's parent, and Aaron, you're like my daughter-in-law. Yeah.
My Adderall hasn't kicked in yet, so I am... my brain is Nickelodeon Gack right now.
Okay, I got you.
What about Phloem? Is it Phloem?
Oh, Phloem!
Phloem, there's no place like Phloem.
You guys... Anybody want to do an appetizer? If we did the calamari, would anyone else have some?
I'm not cooking it, so it's not going to taste like absolute dog shit. And I'm putting that in quotes because I'm not cooking it.
Maureen, I thought we talked about this in the book. She's a witch. She's like a scary monster. She's nothing like you.
There's a cauldron. She puts like frog legs and eyes into it. You know, it's nothing like how you cook.
Okay.
Mom. Your frog legs and eyes are delicious.
Okay, great. Well, then when we get home after dinner, I'll make some frog legs and I'll watch you eat all of them, Kathy.
Because
my frog legs taste nothing like the frog legs in the book.
Mom, you know Maureen doesn't eat amphibians. We've talked about this. We met on an
anti-amphibian.
Okay,
great. Okay. You know what? I would love to do calamari. That's not an amphibian, is it?
No, its domain is mostly the sea.
But I'd love to do calamari, and I apologize. I apologize because I'm... Again, I just read the book and it's a little fresh for me.
Yeah, and I am sorry. It was a real oversight that she's named after you. And
sure.
It's a real oversight that she looked a lot like you. I had just seen you that day. You were top of mind. It has nothing to do.
I didn't even put together. So that's what you think I look like?
No.
Oh my God.
I didn't mean to say that.
Because
you said she
had bug eyes, bug mouth, and bug face. Because in my mind, I'm like, that looks nothing like me, but that's...
Okay,
you think...
can I go ahead and take your bug eyes? Your order? Sorry, I'm your bug lips waiter.
Huh. We'll have the calamari to start.
We're going to start with the calamari.
Oh, I love... I don't think you finished the sentence, but I love we met on an anti-amphibian subreddit or whatever. I love finding true love when you hate the randomest thing.
A subreddit with two people. So it's like, we found love.
We got to stop eating amphibians.
Okay.
It's definitely Miss Piggy and someone else. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, no. We didn't answer the last one. You almost got away with it, too.
Damn it. So this is not a human. Aaron, is this some sort of technology or is this like a natural force?
Not a natural force. It's man-made.
Man-made.
Think of things that have the word driver in it.
And it's a type of driver.
Driver.
It's not like a driver.
Okay. Words that have the
word
driver.
It's a
word
that has the word driver in it.
It's one word?
Well.
Okay.
Oh,
Is this the thing that beat Paul Bunyan and Babe?
It's
no,
not
definitely...
a A pile
Everyone
driver.
Has this in their house.
Oh, pile driver is good. Everyone has this in their house. Oh, yeah, washer and driver. Right. Okay.
No.
Washer and driver.
You're on the right track, though.
If I just answer crazy, it'll be right.
Washer and driver. I hate that. I love it so much.
We all have this in our house.
What do I have in my house that is a driver?
Is it like,
in
the kitchen, Aaron?
I'm going to make the noise for the first time.
Yeah.
One of us.
I would say that you don't have one of these until maybe you're like 23, 24, 25, and your dad probably gives you this when you move to a new city.
Oh, a talking to about sex.
No.
A talking to. It's not even an explanation. It's just a talking to.
No, it's a talking to because I'm moving to a new city. I had all the regular sex in the first
It'll
city.
Fall
I
off.
This
I'm
might be in like
birth.
A junk drawer or a part of a bigger kit.
Aaron, is driver the first half or second half?
Oh, is
second
this a half. Screwdriver?
It's second a screwdriver.
Screwdriver. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It was so simple yet so hard.
Yeah. So that's vodka and orange juice. I did get that talk from my dad.
Yeah.
Well, slur. It was by slur, I mean slurred words, of course. Let's calm down.
It was modeled behavior, but I did learn it from him.
Yeah. Who is the king of the school supplies?
Oh, God.
Ooh, Mr. Mead?
No.
Okay. Had that.
Lisa Frank?
Yes. No. Gotta be Lisa Frank. Okay.
Well, in a way, she is.
Who's the king of the school supplies? This
the
has
ruler.
To be
it's gotta the be ruler.
The ruler. Oh. I would like to see
shit.
A scene.
Oh, yeah.
JBC, you are the ruler. Ian, you're like a pencil. And Adel, you're like a folder. And JBC, you're really bossing them around and they've had enough.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. You there. Carve my initials into him.
My lord, I already possess several different markings identifying exactly which caliber of pencil I am and which Ticonderoga is a rather long
you
word.
Nitwit, I'm talking to you. You carve my initials into the folder. Do it with your little graphite tip or whatever it is you do.
Sure, if I may. My thickness is not quite what it used to be. I'm quite thin and frail.
With your permission, sir, I could write your initials onto the folder, and that would suffice.
Yes, or maybe a song for my lord.
I want you to push until his little folder skin breaks. I want to see what the insides of this folder are made of.
But sir, if I may, inside, right through the membrane of my folder, is your homework, sir. You would pierce your homework. We can't have that.
And my lord, think of all the young men playing sporting events on the outside of our friend here that would be obscured by your initials.
Right now, you're getting my flat wood side. If you want to see my sharp metal side, I can turn around, and we can see what the ruler really has in store.
No, sir. No, please, go ahead.
Chance is necessary.
Francis, please, go ahead. Please, go ahead.
Here I am. Take that. Take that, you binder.
Deeper. Deeper.
Oh.
Oh, God, I can feel the paper separating. Oh, God.
Yes. Oh. Now I'll pull the paper out of the little hole. Oh. Yes.
Scene. Happy back to school season, everybody. That should be an ad for Staples, I think. I would go to Staples immediately if I saw that ad on TV.
Can I have the horny products, please?
Yeah, it's truly a little bit too sexual for TV, I think.
The part of Staples that's behind a beaded curtain.
Yeah, it's in the back.
Yeah. All stores should have that like 21 plus section, no matter what the store is, and they should offer the adult version of whatever you have at a grocery store.
Do you ever go to Nasty Target?
They should have that at restaurants, too. I want to go to Horny Chili's.
Well, Aaron, that's just the kitchen.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. A few more warm-up riddles, I think. Okay. What is the leading cause of dry skin?
Heart disease. Oh.
Eczema.
Cause of dry skin.
Remember, this is a riddle and not a fact.
Screwdryer.
It's like a joke.
Yeah, screwdryer.
Screwdryer.
Yeah, washer and screwdryer. Yeah.
Is this a site for psoriasis or something?
No, Ian, Jesus I do think Christ. That you're kind of on the right track with the way that you're thinking.
What did Ian say?
Screwdryer. He was doing a callback to your joke earlier, calling it a washer.
And this is, driver. What's the number one cause of dry skin?
Yes.
skinny dipping something.
Number one cause for dry skin. Flake? This something is, flake?
This has got to be a skin pun or a dry pun, right?
It's, like there's gotta be... it's not a pun.
Damn it. Oh.
It's something that dries you.
A towel?
Alcohol.
A towel.
Oh, a towel. Oh, wow.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Fucking hate these.
What goes up and down and doesn't move in? Actually, I want to see a scene.
Uh-oh.
Ian, you are a towel and you're just super dry. And Adel, you are the man using the towel and you sort of wish it had a little bit more personality.
Ooh, all right. Just this. Give a little.
So, I was telling you that I am mostly Pima cotton.
This again, Pima cotton? I don't even know. I don't care.
Have you
I'm
had
never
a chance
gonna...
to make it out towards Arizona at any point? Pima? Pima's
literally, this is the first time in my life I've said Pima cotton out loud. I've said it twice now. Yes,
you know,
Tracy and I are going to Sedona in the fall. You know this.
The airport in Phoenix is called a Sky Harbor. I always thought that was an interesting thing.
Can I ask you? Hey, Charles, can I ask you something? When we leave the house, are you on the computer? What do you do? How do you know all this?
I mostly just sort of lay crumpled up in a corner.
Okay.
Kind of next to your hamper.
Great. Listen, I didn't want to do
slowly
this
slowly collecting
let me finish just
black
sort of
mold.
And okay. All right, now that I'm dry, I think it's time to just rip the Band-Aid off, okay? I'm getting new towels. They're Egyptian cotton, okay? I don't want... Every day when I shower, I don't want to be talking to Stephen Wright in towel form, okay? I want like a Ricky Gervais. I want someone who can hold up their end of the conversation and not just talk at me.
You know, the interesting thing about Egypt is the Upper Nile is actually further south, and the Lower Nile is the
wait,
one that
what?
Connects to the Mediterranean.
Holy shit. Are you kidding me?
Oh, sorry. I'm still a little bit wet from your body. I'll dry out in a moment.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That was just slightly exciting. I didn't know that. Okay. But yes, we are going to, and I'll leave it up to you. We can either toss you or take you to Salvation Army. I have to assume Salvation Army takes towels.
If you wouldn't mind sort of just crumpling me up and putting me where that feral cat sleeps outside, I think I can forge an excellent relationship with them. Yeah.
Okay, Captain Screams, yes, I will put you out. And I just want to say I'm sorry. I feel like I've been pretty hard on you. I feel like you've done your job. It's just, I don't know if this is better or worse, but it's just your personality. It's just your very...
We cut to the next day. There's a knock at your door, Adel.
Hello?
Hey, man, down here, you gotta stop leaving this crap out in my alley, man. This guy sucks.
Hey, Captain Screams.
The idea that cats have nine lives.
No, man, I can't deal with it. I can't deal with it.
That was amazing.
Ian, hold on. I gotta ask. Were those factoids real?
Everything. I didn't have one for the cat, but everything else was real.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Ian did say he'd be great on Jeopardy, and pulling out that Pima cotton thing, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
The guy's not lying.
I assume it's Pima, Arizona. Is Pima in Arizona? It might be Oklahoma.
I know you was in Arizona.
Now, hold on.
Right?
Ian, if you went on Jeopardy,
yes.
What category would you be most relieved to see on the board?
It is in Arizona. If they did a like any sports, I'm a big sports fan. So I know that the bar is pretty low on Jeopardy for like sports trivia. This is also how I win Trivial Pursuit every time. It's just by like hitting as many oranges as I can. So any sport, any like basketball related category, I'd be like, I'm about to sweep this thing.
Ooh, who are your teams?
I'm a Portland Trailblazer fan. I'm from Portland, Oregon originally.
Rough
times. Rough days.
Clyde Drexler could have been Michael Jordan if only Michael Jordan hadn't existed.
In a world without
players,
Michael Jordan, Clyde Drexler would have been a beautiful, bald he's, NBA superstar.
He looked 54 at 22.
He was fantastic. And then we drafted Greg Oden, who looked 54 at 19. So we have a type.
Mature.
Yeah.
Wow, what a nice way to say that. If only my mother-in-law would be so kind. I'd kill for a mature.
What goes up and down but doesn't move an inch?
Gas prices, Biden.
Thank you.
Get him.
We're all thinking.
Get him.
And
kill
another
him.
Thing.
Get him.
Kill him.
I've seen Kamala Harris in 2 years.
What goes up and down but doesn't move an inch?
Seesaw. No, a seesaw moves. What goes up and down?
Stock market.
Doesn't move an inch.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Up and down.
Does it move way more than an inch? Because that's tons of things.
Yeah, like an airplane.
Elevator.
I like the way you're thinking, though, but that's not right.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goes blood pressure
down, but doesn't move an inch.
It goes up temper? And down.
Temperature?
No.
Okay.
No, that's good. I do like temperature. Yeah. Up and down, but doesn't move an inch. Is this something to do with like, I was going to say like, no, but that it's definitely moving. I was going to say like the sun in the sky, like it disappears every day,
no.
But we are moving.
You
but
think the sun disappears?
The language in this one, I will say, is a little misleading.
JVC doesn't have object permanence.
In which case, we'll be cutting all of this out. I know exactly about the planet.
He screams and giggles when he sees the sun again.
A new sun is created every single day.
Yeah. Like a game of peekaboo. He's like, oh, we got to keep back.
Sorry, Aaron, what was the hint you just gave?
I think that the language in this is a little misleading. When we talk about this thing, we don't say that it goes up and down. We say that maybe we go up and down it.
Oh, a slide?
No. Stairs?
Stairs!
Oh, stairs! Oh. The trickier slide.
Oh, okay. You can go up and down stairs, but the stairs never move.
I see. Mm-hmm. I see.
Couple more of these warm-up riddles before we take a little break. Okay.
These are actually pretty good.
Right?
Yeah, these are bad. These
if I'm walking, then I must be running. However, if I'm running, I may be walking. What am I?
A guy, Dustin Hoffman. In New York City.
I was just going to say Dustin Hoffman and I want to say Midnight Cowboy.
If I'm walking, I must be running.
Yeah, if I'm walking, then I must be running. However, if I'm running, I may be walking. What am I? Again, this is sort of intentionally misleading language here.
This sounds like, and I know this isn't the answer, but have you ever been to like a mall at like right when it opens, like 9 a.m., and there's women in the mall who are walking so slowly, but their arms are doing this. Like their arms are like going nuts.
I love those women. I will protect those women at any cost.
It's like in their head, they think they're Robert Patrick from Terminator 2, but their feet are going just shuffling forward.
They've still got Reeboks from when Reagan was president, but they're clean. They're still clean. They've only worn them in the mall.
Their tracksuit looks like those paper cups that used to come with all water dispensers.
That's so funny.
The teal and the purple splatter. Okay, if I'm walking, I'm running.
Then this I sounds must be running. However, I'm running, I may be walking. What am I?
Did anybody? I'm of a certain age, Ian. But did anybody in school ever have everyone in my school? There was like a year where everyone would say, "If I'm lying, I'm flying," and my feet are clearly still on the ground. Did anybody have that, or is that
you went to school with all Matthew McConaughey's? Right?
Yeah,
that's a nightmare or a TV show. I've got a premise for a TV show.
All right, doing some quick roll call, Matthew. All right, Matthew. Matthew. All right.
That was nine different McConaughey's.
I don't think I've ever heard of that in my life. So
okay, let's just move on.
It's a very stylish thing for like a lot of people to say. That seems like a thing that one person said and everyone was like, that's the guy who says that.
It might have just spread through my school like wildfire.
Adam was born in 1935, so he just has a different point of reference than the rest of us.
And I invented the assembly line and I stick to that.
That has a I'm here to kick ass and chew bubblegum and I'm all out of bubblegum vibe to it. Yes. Like I like a phrase with like an answer to a yes or no question with a part one, a part two, and then the part three is I'm all out of part two.
you could never have a catchphrase like that these days because the kids, they'd be on TikTok halfway through.
Yeah, you can't do more than an 8-second catchphrase, right?
Yeah.
You're a sneeze away from yelling, get off my lawn.
Sorry, I'm on TikTok. Can you repeat it one more time?
If I'm walking, then I must be running. However, if I'm running, I may be walking. What am I? And again, this is slightly misleading language.
Is this like an escalator? Oh,
something running, like it's working. Like the running
like
means
a water
working.
Faucet or something. Yeah, yeah.
Walking.
Is this like is this like those robot dogs at Boston Mechanics or whatever?
Dynamics.
It's sort of
mechanics.
I will say it's an electrical thing, so it's something you plug in.
If I'm running, I'm walking.
Walks.
Is it like it's like a walking piano, or it's like a doom 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 doom.
I prefer a playing piano versus.
But what's the like? Think of the words walking and running. Those are important words.
Okay, What?
Because it's not just, it's sort of a double meaning of the word running, because it's Joaquin running,
Phoenix.
But also running.
Joaquin Phoenix.
If I'm Christopher Joaquin Phoenix. Answers.
Is this one of those signs that helps you cross the street with, like, the electronic walking person?
No.
That would be great answer. That's a great answer.
You were doing the, you know, the walking thing for a deaf person, but I thought it was a
the Six Flags guy. So if I'm walking, I'm running, and if I'm running, I'm walking. Is that what you said?
Yes. But maybe. So this thing, it's like running because it's on and it's working, but also it's like running.
Oh, boy. Can we get a little hint, please?
The walking part, Aaron, is the part that I'm having the most trouble with. Do you have a hint for the walking part?
Yeah, it's both. So it's like the walking and the running is the intended use of this thing.
Walking?
It's like a motorized walking stick that's like out of control.
Mover?
Yeah, but what's another way of, like,
motorized walking stick that's out of control.
Motorized walking thing, a Segway.
People movers, very close.
Escalator. What are those things? Is that what you call the things in the airport? Like a flat an escalator that was had an anvil dropped on it.
It's that, but for your home.
A treadmill.
Treadmill.
Wow. We got there.
God damn it!
I just bought a. I saw it on TikTok. Guilty. I just bought a walking pad for my living room, and it's like half a treadmill. And I have fallen off of it so many times.
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah.
If you have long legs, it is not for you.
Wait. I have no idea what this is. Is it? What do you mean half a treadmill? What
You've
is this?
You've been to my house since
I
bought it.
Doesn't have the top half of the treadmill.
Yes. Yeah. So
but it's shorter length and there's no stand for it. It's just a walking pad, yeah.
I've been to your house and seen that. Mariah also has one, but she has, which is my wife, she has it and she calls it an under desk treadmill so that she can put it under her desk, her standing desk as she works. Because then you can, like, balance off it. I've never seen a person just have one in the middle of their living room before. When I went into your house, I assumed that hadn't been moved to the place where it would be.
No, that's its spot. This feels like my mother-in-law all over. Well, let's go into a break, and JPC and I can sort of chop this up, and we'll be right back with more Hey Riddle Riddle. Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
you.
Like
a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving, you better shave your hair. How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because the call, my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis, just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to be. She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this... trying to get Aaron out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel. And I think it's time for us to just take a little nap. And what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses?
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd be able to sleep. But because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Aaron's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
And we don't know. We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, and I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best night's sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Aaron's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody's unique, and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Aaron sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, we all lay on this bed, and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Aaron got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's
because they certainly will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books. I used to have a treadmill that, which I don't have anymore. My old apartment, I bought it when I first moved to the city. So I had like a treadmill for like 10 years in Chicago. I moved it for 4 apartments. It was an awful ordeal to move that thing. But I used to walk on the treadmill while I played video games with people. And I would play video games with friends like on like headset. And several times as I was doing that, I had fallen off the treadmill because I was paying too much attention to the game. And all of my friends had to hear me go, like fall down on the headset and be like, what is happening?
That's heaven. Hearing your friend fall off a treadmill over
That's
your head.
That's incredible.
But I would never tell them I was on the treadmill. So they're like, what happened? I'm like, I fell down. And they're like, we're playing video games. How did you fall down?
You know those are good friends because that audio never made its way to YouTube.
Yeah.
What game were you playing?
This would be a time in my life where I was playing a lot of Overwatch.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a game that involves like, I mean, moving and shooting and aiming and stuff. It's not a good treadmill game. I got to tell people, it's not a good treadmill game.
Yeah, you want to play like Ian, Civilization. Like,
yes. Harvest Moon. I do agree with Ian where it feels like if there was any justice in the world, that audio of you falling down and screaming would be like the new Wilhelm scream. Where it's like any new Star Wars movie, we like someone gets hit with a lightsaber and falls off a cliff and we hear...
You hear JPC go, help me, I'm hurt.
Aaron, wherever you found the last like 8 riddles, cling to that source. Never lose that, wherever that's from. These are frustrating, but delightful.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. I almost lied and said I wrote them for the attention.
Wow.
That's not a good impulse. I fought it, though. I told the truth. I didn't write these. I found them on the internet. But these next riddles that I'm going to bring to your door.
Sorry.
Ian wrote them.
Yeah, it was me.
Interesting.
Okay, fine. He can take credit. Are listener submitted, and these are from Mark. So,
Mark
loves improv and puzzles, and it's really fun to listen to a podcast where people love improv and barely tolerate puzzles. So they are definitely a listener.
That's correct.
Mark wrote these mystery lists for thee. That's what he's calling them. So these, for Adel and JPC, these are probably, like, they're kind of only Connect adjacent. It's a certain style of puzzle. But I'm going to give you guys an example puzzle, and then we'll get into the real ones. And I think you'll be able to pick up on this really quick.
Aaron, do we need, as Dr. Dre once rapped, do we need a pen and a pad?
No.
Okay.
I think you'll be good. Unless, I don't know. Up to you. Dealer's choice.
Are we trying to get this damn label off?
That's yeah. Awesome. I hope so.
Okay.
I would choke you with a Charleston chew.
So, all of the answers in this set of puzzles form a recognizable set of items or people, such as days in the week or colors of the rainbow or names of the friends from Friends. In order to find out what the set is, you'll be given a list of clues. Each clue relates to one item in the set. For example, so, like, you'll have to, it's like two puzzles in one. You have to figure out what each one is trying to get you to say, and then you have to figure out what the overarching category is.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. So, the first clue from the first puzzle is Cable Guy.
Okay. Jim Carrey movies.
Mm hmm.
But also, it's not going to be the literal thing. Remember the clue?
Yes.
Make a leap. Okay. Things that are late, things that are scheduled.
Springfield's bartender.
Oh, Mo, that'd be Mo Sizlak.
Yeah.
Country Fair Fries. And that's all the hints.
Tenderloin. Oh, what are those? Fries. The funnel cake? Country Fair Fries. Pickles?
Shape
Everything.
Of French Fry.
Shape of French Fry. Ooh, Michael Shannon, Lily Taylor. That was a great movie.
Love that movie.
Woman Falls in Love with a Fish.
There are only three.
Only three.
Clues.
Mm-hmm. I can put them in the chat as well.
In the first one, Cable Guy is Jim Carrey. We have Jim, Mo.
Are these the Three Stooges?
Yep. But
so
Curly Fries, Mo Sizlak, and
Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, I see.
Oh. Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So they're all going to be like that. These puzzles are written with the intention that you'll be able to guess what the set is without figuring out every single clue. So you can do some deductive reasoning.
Okay. I got to be the guy saying this because I think my dad does listen to the show. What about Shep? Are we not talking about Shep? Is Shep not even in the conversation?
Who's Shep?
Shep was brought in late in the game. He's sort of a, who's the Barks brother? Zeppo. Sort of late to the game, but still a part of it. Probably gets royalties.
Wow. When my dad dies, he is going to be spinning in his grave.
Is it rotisserie dad? I should just very quickly, Jem will be pissed if I don't mention it. Jem is related to two of the Stooges.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Wow. Two of them.
Yeah. They're
by
Jewish.
Incest? Or
what?
Well,
yeah, they were in love. Yeah,
did the Stooges intermarry? It's like the royal families of Europe.
Yeah,
that's why they all have that. That's why they all have that chin.
That Habsburg chin. They all have that chin.
They call it a Stooges palate.
They have a slap face.
So funny. So some of these are going to be. The order is important. Like that last one is not as important, but this first puzzle is five items. And the order matters.
Okay.
Okay. These are awesome.
The first clue is quake. The second is ball. The third is storm. Fourth is fall. Fifth is break.
Got it. This is
This is
the Captain Planet. This is Earth, quake, fireball. What was the next one?
Heartbreak.
Yeah.
Heartbreak.
The monkey
storm. It's storm and fall.
Yeah, so these are Captain Planet,
wind.
Planeteers.
Wind, windfall.
Windfall.
What's the storm?
Rain?
Well, there was a crossover. I don't remember. This is like mid-90s. Storm from the X-Men actually joined the Planeteers.
Yeah.
And she was wrecking house. That little toxic pig guy, dead.
Adel, I cannot believe how quickly you got that. Yes, earth, fire, wind, water, heart. Each of these clues is the second half of a common compound word that begins with the element name. That's crazy. Mm.
And it's also very sad. We should say it's very sad that Hart and the other one passed away, and now it's just Earth, Wind, and Fire. I think they're still doing their best.
They're doing great.
Yeah.
When I saw Quake, I assumed it was a clue about a game that JPC fell off a treadmill playing.
Oh, I got this. I made the Doom guy scream as I fell off my treadmill.
And I should say, when Earth, Wind, and Fire combine, their powers summon parents to the dance floor at a wedding.
Yeah baby.
Okay, so puzzle two. These are eight items, and then the order.
Jesus.
It kind of matters. Near, far, wherever you are.
Okay.
Celine Dion?
Up above the world so high. Under a horse. At a Saints annual parade,
oof.
In the sky, parentheses, rarely, at the end of the rainbow, beneath the Emerald City, and floating in the summer sky.
Holy shit.
Near, far, wherever you are is like Celine Dion, Titanic.
Yeah.
Titanic. And that
what's the name of that song?
Near, far, diamonds.
It's not Titanic by Celine Dion.
My heart will go on.
My heart will go on.
Oh, first
this
heart.
Is the Planeteers plus, so heart, earth is under the rainbow.
Heart. And then what's the next? The next one is...
Up above the world so high.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Yep, so a star.
Heart, star. Oh, these are Lucky Charms?
Yep.
Heart, star, horseshoe, under a horse, horseshoe. At a Saints annual parade is a clover, probably, St. Patrick's.
Yeah.
At the end of a rainbow would be a pot of gold. Beneath the Emerald City would be slippers, ruby slippers. Is that
rainbow.
Part of Lucky Charms?
Rainbow. Somewhere over slippers. The rainbow.
Okay.
And then floating in the summer sky would be a moon.
No, red balloons.
A red balloon.
Oh, isn't there moons in Lucky Stars?
Yeah, that's blue
Lucky
moon,
Stars.
That's five.
Lucky Charms? Okay.
In the night sky.
Rarely is the moon. Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
gotcha.
I see. I missed that one. Okay.
I was trying to do like hearts, stars, and rainbows in me, red balloons, but I just went right to the end.
Stars and rainbows in me, red balloons.
Aaron, this isn't so much a scene, but just a request.
Sure.
Do you mind singing the Lucky Charms song? In the stylings of Celine Dion, just a snippet.
Do
maybe.
I know? Okay, yeah.
Okay, our budget's blown.
Well, we owe him $80,000. That was like 5 seconds.
Aaron, we should for the first time, we should take video from this podcast and just do that and then have a caption contest for people writing what they hear.
It's like a Rorschach. It's like a Rorschach test, but audio. I do want to see
a nightmare.
I do want to see a real scene. Sure. JPC, Ian, and Aaron, the three of you are sort of ad executives for I want to say Post. I have no idea. Well, Lucky Charms, parent company. And sure. The three of you have been tasked with coming up with, for the new generation for 2023, we need to refresh these outdated marshmallows. So you're coming up with what the new marshmallows should be.
Nobody's playing with horseshoes anymore, all right? We got to get them out of there. And we got to replace it with something the kids can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but boss, we can't be all cell phone marshmallows in there. It's a little depressing.
Okay, but we definitely, so we got cell phone on the board, all right? Now we need to beat cell phone.
Cell phone is definitely first. Now, I also got to say, I think we got to take Rainbow out. I mean, Rainbow's just too hotbed. We're getting all conservatives unloading AK-47s into Lucky Charms boxes because we have rainbows in there. It's just too much.
Or, taking your idea, what if we exclusively pivot to selling marshmallow shapes that outrage conservatives so they buy Lucky Charms to destroy those Lucky Charms?
Holy
shit. Okay, well,
shit.
Now finally our Hunter Biden marshmallow makes sense on the board.
We do a Hunter Biden. We wrote Hunter that Biden. Up there 3 weeks ago thinking we have an answer and the question will make itself clear at some point.
This is perfect. I think we move everything from the questionable that this is maybe too political, too hot button into that. That's definitely going in. And we get the guy who's waiting right outside to just come in and record the new jingle right now.
Great. Come on in.
Hey, it's me, Post Malone. We rolling? Here we go.
Yep.
Go, Post. Go, Post.
Cell phones, Hunter Biden on a Tuesday. Marshmallow.
We got in one.
Rizberries. Nice that drip. Drink that drip, milk.
Post, is there any way you can work transgender Bud Light into the lyrics at any point?
Back to one. Let's take it from the top.
Scene.
General Mills is the company.
General Mills.
Now, Adel, all of our listeners know that you can definitely do an Eminem impression, but I think we're blown away that you actually have a spot on perfect Post Malone.
I said Post Malone, and I go, I don't know what he sounds like.
I think
the way my brain worked is I was like, serial singer, Post is a serial company.
Yep.
And I was like, Post Malone.
He's the perfect candidate.
Yes. Everyone says he's the biggest sweetheart on the planet.
Oh.
That Post Malone is.
He's always like smiling, sweetie. I will say.
Yeah.
Good to know.
So, there you go.
Also, Karl Malone in the Post.
Bye.
Boy.
Okay, next puzzle. I think you're going
to
like it.
Ian on Jeopardy getting the who's the biggest sweetie question to be.
Yes!
I know this.
Who's Post Malone?
Just very quickly, to keep Ian honest, is very, very quickly. Ian, basketball for 1,000.
Yeah.
The question is, this, I don't know, a basketball player moved to the U.S. at the age of 47, I want to say, to play for the Portland Trail Blazers.
I wish Jeopardy questions were written like that.
It's Arvydas Sabonis.
He was 47 years old, and he had the knees of a much older man.
Yeah. It truly is astounding how old the Trail Blazers have always been. Sorry, Aaron. Next one.
No, this is... Okay. This one's good.
This is...
All right. It's four items. The Last Supper, the Creation of Adam, the Feast of Herod, and the Transfiguration.
Is transfiguration the wine into the body of Christ or the blood of Christ thing? Okay.
Ian, I got to ask, how does it feel to be Jewish for this one? Can't feel too great.
It feels safe. It feels sublime.
So the last
Supper. The Last Supper, that's Passover, baby. That's Jewish.
Passover without the horn. The Last Supper's a painting by... Do we know who painted that?
Well, a lot of people, but Leonardo da Vinci is one of them.
And then I think now that you have that, you'll be able to suss out where we're
the
going
The Da Vinci,
with this.
Creation of Adam was Michelangelo.
These are the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, you got it.
And we should say the Creation of Adam was cool but rude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to do CC? Go ahead.
The Creation of Adam was painted by Bebop.
It was dropped in ooze. I do want to see a scene. The four of us are the turtles. I call Donatello. Go ahead and call your turtle.
I'll be Donatello as well.
I'll also be Donatello.
Okay. And I will be April O'Neil.
Great. So this worked out perfectly. I should have never asked for input. Art by committee, everyone. Art by committee. So Ian, you are April O'Neil. The other three of us are Donatellos. And this is a weird sort of storyline where April is trying to get the turtles to accept Jesus.
Hey, April. You haven't been down in the sewer in a while. What have you been up to?
Well, you know that I usually cover the news.
Yeah.
But for once, I actually had an opportunity to hear the news. The good news, that is.
Oh, like a more public TV station? I don't understand.
Well,
no, good news, hearing the good news. Are you talking about the good news of how we built an automatic pizza-making machine?
Well, it's something like an automatic pizza-making machine. But what if instead of making pizzas, it forgave everyone their sins? And instead of a machine, it was a man who was God.
Okay, huh. Donatello, start backing up slowly.
Okay, okay.
Here we go.
What if I told you that there was a pizza covered in not pepperoni, meat sauce, and cheese, but in forgiveness, love, and eternal life in the kingdom of heaven? How many slices would you want?
I don't know, guys. That sounds actually kind of good. April,
Donatello,
you're not wearing...
what are you doing?
Walks towards April. April, you're not wearing your typical yellow jumpsuit that stinks like absolute shit. You're wearing white?
That's right, because I've been born again in the love of Jesus Christ. He's like Shredder, but the opposite.
Gets down on my knees, clasps my
Donatello, three fingers, no! Hands. I hit him over the head with my big stick. I'm pretty sure that's my weapon.
I duck my head into my shell,
right,
and you hit the shell, and that's my move.
Dang it. I would have done that too, because I'm also Donatello.
Hold on. I've been so distracted by living in the light of Jesus Christ the Savior that I haven't noticed. Why are there three Donatellos?
I cloned myself.
Something bad happened to you. Yeah.
Wait, April. If there's three Donatellos, that means we only have one soul between the three of us. Can all three of us get saved?
That's right. Well, technically, much like Jesus, much like God, you are each a part of the Donatello. You are the...
Dibs on the Father.
Donatello, you're the Father.
Father, also the Father.
I would also like to be the Father.
Three fathers.
The Father, and the Father.
You should have never asked, April. You should have never asked.
See. We're idiots.
We're good at improv, though.
No, that's, sure that's not true, and I know that's not true.
I love the initiation. You know how I usually cover the news? Well, I heard the news.
That's brilliant. Okay, we're going to do another one.
Yes.
I also do like how Jesus is the anti-Shredder, not just a one-to-one for, super Shredder, not a one-to-one for, Splinter, which is just like.
I will say, it just popped in my head. I despise all religion. I would absolutely convert to, if Jesus sounded like, Jesus here, where's my parcel? If Jesus sounded like Krang, all in.
And if Jesus rode around in a giant God suit?
Yes. That looked like an 80s pro wrestler.
That would be fun.
In the tummy.
All right. Seven items.
Aaron, these are also great. This is maybe the best riddles we've had in 2 years.
Ian, I was trying to impress you, just to be honest, and I sourced some of the best riddles I've ever sourced.
Well, in the interest of you continuing to get really good riddles by denying you my affection and being impressed, I'm going to say I'm not impressed at all.
Wow. That'll only make me better. Thank you.
Right, exactly. You're welcome.
Trying to do the math here. I don't know.
All right. Okay. What are these? This. Okay.
Oh, I got this one.
Goods, a devilish sea creature, a shortened mile, falls first half, before you reap, orders partner, a golfer's starting point, and unbaked goods.
This is a Sound of Music ass one because this is
This is a Sound of Music ass one.
Unleavened Leviathan.
A female deer.
Ray, I got me, a name, I got myself, fa, a long way to run.
The first half of the fall.
Yeah, the first half of the fall. So before you reap, la.
Wait.
Orders for what? What?
A devilish sea creature, a deer?
A ray.
A ray. Okay.
Go ray.
Yes. Thank you so much.
A deer?
Honestly, if I see a deer like swimming around in an ocean, I'm going to be like, the devil. That's the devil. The devil's doing something.
Completely dry.
Yeah, breathing underwater with red eyes.
That does That's sound like one of the nicknames for the devil from like the year 600. Like the deer who swims. The morning star.
Do, deer, re, fa, sol, la, ti,
I see
re,
a deer
romano.
That swims. I'm going right to my, what is it, amphibian haters group on Reddit and being like, you'll never fucking believe this shit.
There's a third member, folks.
T. Okay. This is very good. Very, very good.
All right. This one is 9 items.
Okay.
Pretty cool. Here it is in the chat. A sprinter, a ballerina, a frolicker, a stone cold fox, a celestial body, a matchmaker, a cannibal, a linebacker, an odd one out.
Got it. I got it.
You got it? Man, these are so fucking hard. I have no idea here.
This is Dasher, Dancer, Frolicker,
Prancer,
thank you so much. Stone Cold Fox would be Fuckable.
No, Vixen. They renamed Fuckable. In 2019, they renamed Fuckable
General
to Vixen.
Post Malone sang the new version. We all know it's Fuckable. Celestial Body would be
Cloud.
Comet, thank you so much.
That's better.
A Matchmaker would be
Cupid.
Cupid, thank you so much. A cannibal would be
Dahmer.
the Donner Party. A linebacker would be
Blitzen.
This would be John Lynch.
Blitzen.
An odd one out would be Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The most famous reindeer. You got
and
it.
How would Celine Dion sing this?
I don't know.
Email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com to let us know what words you heard in that song. I always think she sounds like Elmo in that first part where she's like, near, far. Right? Anybody watch Sesame Street with Elmo?
I can't get on board with that.
He ran real close
Sesame
then
Street
ran
with
away.
Elmo.
Okay, so what am I talking about? What am I doing? Who am I?
You're
where am I? I just blacked in and I'm on a riddle podcast. Let's do maybe one more.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that okay?
That's great.
Yeah. All right. This one is 10 items. Treason, forgery, slander, violating blue laws, juvenile incorrigibility, homicide, infidelity, larceny, perjury, criminal intent.
These are all the law and orders.
They're the 7 deadly sins. Right?
Well, no, because there's 10, right?
Well, in a way.
They added 3?
This is the 7 deadly sins plus 3
leaving someone on
red.
Leaving someone on red is a new sin. What else?
The 10 commandments?
Yeah.
10 commandments.
Wow. 10 commandments. I like your answer better, Adil, of they're all the different law and orders.
Law and order treason, law and order forgery.
Thank you for going with an Old Testament one right after the Christmas themed one. I feel safe. I feel welcome. Mm-hmm. I feel supported.
Puzzle. What did we have? You guys got that way faster than I thought. So let's do another one.
Wait, which one of these is worshiping false idols?
That would be slander. No, that would be
criminal
intent. That one of the Ten Commandments.
What are blue laws? Is that the father and mother?
I don't know what.
Maybe the blue laws. When I hear blue laws, I think blue like laws. Thin blue line, but I'm like, that's not what that is.
What are the blue
laws? I don't know.
Huh. Okay.
Someone will have to Google that for us.
Someone else, not one of the three of us, four of us. We're not Googling it.
Okay. 7 items. And I forgot to put them in the chat again.
These got to be the deadly sins, I'm calling it.
These have to be the deadly sins.
They have to be.
The prescriber, Ambien, Zoloft, Xanax, Claritin, cannabis, life.
The prescriber.
Post Malone's new marshmallow ideas.
Yes.
Okay, so the prescriber would be.
Sleep. These are all the 7 dwarves. Doc,
yeah.
Sleepy.
Doc.
Doc, sleepy, happy,
grumpy.
Depression. Okay, sneezy, wheezy. Cannabis would be sleep. Would be
Dopey.
Hungry.
Dopey. Yeah, so Dopey. Doc is writing prescriptions, sleepy, insomnia, grumpy, depression, bashful, anxiety, sneezy, allergies, dopey, wants dope, and happy, high on life.
Wow. Very cool.
Wow, you got these way faster than I thought.
Aaron, yeah, if I can reveal my little secret and show the old man behind the curtain. I'm always old. The number gives it away every time.
Maybe not this one.
Uh-oh.
Seven Deadly Sins. Easy.
Ah, damn it.
Gotta be.
No.
Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
Okay, let me read.
So how many?
These.
One, two, three.
American drugs, Russian drugs, money, anger, God, practice.
American drugs, Russian drugs, money, anger, God, practice. This is six?
Six.
Six clues.
Six highly effective habits. American drugs, Russian drugs. So what's the difference between American drugs and Russian drugs?
Oh, these are the six people you meet in heaven.
Oh, Mitch
Maybe
Albom.
You.
In Russia, drugs smoke you. That's a reference to when I was a child, there was a comedian named...
Yakov Smirnov.
What are American drugs? American drugs and
this
Russian
one might
drugs.
Be my favorite in terms of American the clues, like drugs. How they chose these clues.
Okay. Money, anger, God, practice.
Russian
Oof, boy.
Drugs. Boy, oh boy.
I don't know what any of these
Whiskey,
is leading
vodka,
me towards.
Money, anger, God.
So though, I would say the list, like the American drugs, Russian drugs, is like the cause. Like they caused something to happen. American drugs caused one. Russian drugs caused one. Money caused one.
Oh.
Anger, God, and practice. What they make, these made something.
Revolutions, black market.
This okay,
one is
God
so
makes,
good. This one
God
might be one of the
man,
best.
Practice makes perfect.
No. Okay. You're,
the this, fuck?
Like practice made, it's a specific IP that we're going for here.
Especially this guy, P, practice what you preach. Ugh. Practice.
No, it's like an IP. So it's like a franchise or
are these
like
Fast and the Furious movies.
Okay.
No, I wish.
Family.
I just watched all of those in order for the first time, and they're
God.
The best.
Okay.
They're so good.
They're so
you
good.
They get Vin Diesel wears a tank top to their wedding.
Yeah.
He wears a wedding dress.
Everyone always has one detail from the movies that just sort of haunts them forever, and I love that that's yours.
He found a formal tank top. Anyway, yeah.
Everyone literally has one thing where they're like, the Michelle Rodriguez character, the photo they use for her original funeral, because no one dies in the Fast and Furious franchise, she's in the background of her funeral photo. She's not even in the foreground of her funeral photo. It's insane.
I Bill Butts, we just covered a band called Look Mexico, and they formed in like 2006, and all of their, I think they have like four albums, but all of their song titles are just Vin Diesel quotes, because in 2006, this guy like thought Vin Diesel was awesome, and now he's lived like a long career, so he has tons of pull quotes to work off of. I thought that was a very fun little quirk.
What band was that?
It's called Look Mexico. It's like a math rock band. Mm. They're good.
Mm.
So American drugs caused this. Is this like Woodstock? American drugs caused, boy oh boy.
I think that Russian drugs
is it like
is helpful.
Okay, mass incarceration, the fall of the Berlin Wall.
These are characters.
Characters.
These
Russian
things
drugs.
Caused characters to have some sort of change that happens in them that make them.
Oh, are these Marvel?
Was yes.
That? Yeah.
The original
Captain
six
America.
MCU Avengers. Yes.
Yes.
Captain America.
Oh, because he's injected American drugs.
Scarlet Widow. No, Black Widow.
Black Widow. Russian
money
drugs.
Would be Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Anger Hulk. Would be Hulk. Uh-huh. God would be Thor. Practice would be Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Practice is the worst.
Yeah. Sorry,
Isn't that
Hawkeye.
So funny?
Mm, practice.
I love
1520 vision.
I want to see one final scene. Oh, sorry, Aaron.
Yeah, sorry. I just wanted to say thank you so much, Mark, for these riddles. I know that there are more, and I'm definitely going to use these again. I would give these a 10
Mark.
Out of 10.
These were awesome.
I want to see one final scene.
Great.
Ian, you are Norse god Thor. Aaron, you are the Incredible Hulk. You're in the Incredible Hulk form at the moment. Mm-hmm. JPC, you are Hawkeye. Thor and Hulk, you're trying to like really. Hawkeye's thinking about quitting. He has imposter syndrome, and you two are trying to sort of pump him up.
Knock, knock. Can we come in?
Guys.
I brought the left saw.
Guys, please. It's like I'd really just rather not. Like, my decision's kind of final, and I think I'm done.
No, we're just going to come over here and sit on the end of your bed. No.
No.
Come on.
No.
Okay, the bed's ruined.
There are so many situations where someone who can shoot an arrow really good would be really useful. Why can't
you? I don't know. We were out in the field the other day, and Black Widow just had like guns and was doing like killing way more bad guys than me, and it was going super slow.
Yeah, okay, your kill count is way less than ours, but you're like a fun little pet we have around. Your personality higher, Hawkeye.
Come on.
Yeah, I think you need to lean into that. Like, sort of, you know, embrace the fact that you're not good at fighting or you know, convincing bad guys not to be bad. Like,
you don't have a distinctive costume. You're sort of forgettable. One's favorite.
This is not helping. And also, guys, I'm the only one that I think has, like, a wife and kids. Like, it doesn't... I should spend more time with them.
A door gets kicked open and there's a bad guy at the door. Nobody move. No. Nobody move.
Oh, no, there's a bad guy right there.
Oh, I hope our friend has his arrows ready to shoot him.
He looks like the kind of guy that can only be defeated by arrows.
I am Applehead, and my one power, the apple on the top of my head infuses me. Is the guy on the right? Is that
Tony, I know it's you. I know it's you. You're wearing an apple on top of an Iron Man suit, okay? I know it's you. I appreciate it, guys, but this is not... I don't need to kill a guy who has an apple head. That's not what I need right now.
Okay, well, William tried. Well, back in my Bentley, I'm going to the Hamptons.
Well, we did it.
We did
Ian,
it.
You made it through all the riddles. You were great. Fantastic guest.
It was.
Please come back anytime.
I would love to. This was so much fun. Thank you for having me.
Ian. Well, Ian, where else can people check you out or even where else can they find your show?
I'm going to be, you can listen to All Fantasy Everything everywhere podcasts are sold. When does this come out?
This is coming out, I think, the second week of October.
Fantastic. Follow me on social media, at Ian Carmel on all those platforms. I'll be in Vancouver, BC doing stand-up at the end of November. I'll be in Austin, Texas doing stand-up at the Vulcan Gas Company, October 8th and 9th. I'm in LA doing stand-up November 1st at the Dynasty Typewriter.
That's awesome. JP or Adel, anything to plug?
I want to cede my plug if Ian can tell me in 10 to 15 seconds who the Trailblazers should trade Dame Lillard for.
Ooh, I mean, listen, there's no good answer for that. I think we got to get halfway into the season and see which teams are outperforming their expectations.
Okay.
Ideally, that'll be the Brooklyn Nets, perhaps the Utah Jazz. Somebody with draft assets and not Tyler Hero.
Okay, thank you so much. Erin, anything to plug or promote?
No, I had the same thing. I had the exact same question, so ask and answer. JPC, could you read a review from the show for us, please?
Thank God, because I'm also Donatello, and I also have the exact same question. So I'll just skip to reading a review. If you want to get a 5-star review featured on the show, just leave us a 5-star review. I might pick yours. Hey, today I picked Chili Cheese Fritos. They say, I play rain noises every night to sleepo. I first found out about this podcast after I listened to Flight Risk, featuring Hey Riddle Riddle, on Dungeons & Daddies. I started with the Clue Crew free trial, and 3 days later, upgraded to Review Crew. Okay, that's the kind of action we like to see. Also love all of Arnie's themes. Thank you so much, Chili Cheese Fritos.
Very nice. Thank you so much for that review.
One of the elite Fritos, by the way. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no.
Chili Cheese is fantastic.
You ever had a walk-in taco? Aaron, oh, yeah. I don't know if you know this. Thor's hammer actually has a really cool name. It's, you know, Thor's obviously lives in the skies and the heavens. So do you know the name of Thor's hammer?
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Ian, you really undersold your skills.
I was surprised as well.
You were knocking them out.
I kind of blacked out. I will not remember this.
Hey there, Polars and Kelps. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. We go to Antarctica to bring you something that is in no way like The Thing. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.